The Washington State Attorney General wants to crack down on patent trolls. Patent trolls are companies that acquire broad patents and then make their money off infringement lawsuits. Attorney General Bob Ferguson has an example of why patent trolls are a big problem.
A patent troll that claims a patent on something as simple as scanning and emailing a document, believe it or not. What happens is they send demand letters to thousands of businesses around our state and around the country saying, you've got to give us $1,000, we have this patent. Of course, what happens is small businesses say, man, it's going to cost me tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to fight this in court. I'll just pay the $1,000 and be done with it. And that's where the problem gets going.
And that's where Ferguson says his office can help. He wants the legislature to take action this session. Ferguson told Ross Reynolds the economic impact of these so-called patent trolls can be devastating.
One study a couple of years ago showed that in a single year, all the costs associated with these patent trolls is literally costing $29 billion with a B dollars in this country. The impacts are that big.
What would your proposed legislation do?
Yeah, what we want to do is, frankly, give my office the authority to go after these patent trolls. And so what our legislation does is works to define what bad faith would be when trying to assert a patent. What we don't want to do, of course, Ross, is interfere with folks who are very legitimately trying to assert their rights to a legitimate patent. We want to do is go after these trolls who do not produce anything, they don't innovate anything, they simply try and get money from these demand letters. So we include language, for example, that any demand letter cannot contain false or deceptive information. You cannot baselessly threaten litigation if a fee is not paid. These are some examples. We're trying to define what bad faith is and give my office the tools to go after these patent trolls.
Your legislation addresses these threatening letters, but it also is taking place within the context of a legal system that just is extremely costly. Mm-hmm. Does your legislation address the systemic issues that incentivize patent trolls?
No, and that's, I think, a really fair and important point, Ross. And folks would be stunned by the volume just of these patent trolls alone. But it is a problem. That is a challenge. What we're trying to do is take a bite at one specific problem that we identify, and that would give my office the tools to help solve for Washington State. That said, I think there is a larger problem at work, frankly, even in how patents can be allocated, which sometimes can just be too vague, and that really emboldens these patent trolls to claim patents that they simply don't have.
I'm talking to State Attorney General Bob Ferguson, and he's putting forth a proposal that would crack down on what are called patent trolls, companies that acquire broad patents and then use them to sue other businesses for their financial benefit. Well, as I mentioned, Bellevue's Intellectual Ventures has been named as one of the biggest patent trolls in the country. Nathan Myhrvold is the CEO. He told me that the idea the patent system is broken is just unfounded.
If the patent system was broken, then wouldn't you think that you discover large disparities in the number of patents that were thrown out after reexamination? There isn't. Wouldn't you, if there was lots of bogus and non-substantial lawsuits being brought, well, then you'd say, well, the statistics of the lawsuit must mean that those guys lose most of the time. They don't.
Bob Ferguson, what do you have to say to that?
Well, I respect Nathan, but I think he's missing an important point. He's suggesting somehow that the patent trolls would lose in court. Well, the fact is they do lose sometimes when folks challenge them. But the reality is, if you're a small business owner, Ross, you get this demand letter for $1,000, you don't have an in-house attorney, it's costly to fight anything like that. One of the sorts of devious about these things is they don't ask for that much money, $1,000, $5,000. So what happens is small business owners simply throw up their hands and say, I'm just going to pay this $1,000, I'm going to pay this $5,000, and they do not fight them in court. That's exactly the problem. That's why attorneys general like myself want the authority to go after it, so the cost is not borne by small business owners, but there is an entity like the AG's office that can go after these bad actors and shut them down.
The term patent troll is very pejorative, mm-hmm. but patents are a way that our economy expands. I mean, what about it turns to trollish behavior?
I think that's a very fair question. As I mentioned earlier, one thing we don't want to do is interfere with individuals or companies that are trying to protect a legitimate patent. Patent trolls is a bit pejorative, right? My kids love it. My six-year-old twins love the fact that I'm going after trolls. It's the first time they've expressed any interest in my work, I think, as Attorney General. It is pejorative, but it does get at something. These folks are trolling. They're trolling to get $1,000, $5,000 from each small business they can get their hands on in this state and around the country. They have not produced anything. They have not created anything. Their patent is not legitimate, Ross. That's the key point here. And what we want to do is outline what constitutes bad faith in asserting your patents and give my office the tools to go after those folks that protect small businesses and that enhances innovation in our state. And those are really important values.
What's your read of the politics on this? You've got two Democrats that are putting forward the legislation, but there's a lot of concern that the lack of unanimity between the parties is going to tie a lot of stuff up in Olympia. Is this a bipartisan issue?
Yes, very much so. In fact, we had a hearing yesterday morning in the Judiciary Committee, Ross, and the testimony came in support of the bill in large part from the business community itself because they see this as such a big problem. So to be perfectly honest, we had a lot of folks who are interested in supporting this bill, which we appreciate. We think there's a good chance we'll get this adopted in this session. The business community came out very strongly in support of this proposal, and I think we have a good chance of getting it done this year.
State Attorney General Bob Ferguson, he spoke with Ross Reynolds. Ferguson's proposed patent troll legislation had a hearing in committee yesterday.